From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Claire Banderas. Two black women at the University of Missouri report that they were called a racial slur by a white female student last night. The Legion of Black Collegians says members of the Legion and police were arriving to assess the situation when members of the Delta Epsilon fraternity began recording interactions between the police and black students. According to the Legion's report, the fraternity men were shouting racial slurs at the black students. Interim Chancellor Hank Foley says he is, quote, outraged and saddened to hear of the incident. MU released a statement saying that the Delta Epsilon fraternity is temporarily suspended, meaning the chapter will not be allowed to use campus facilities or participate in campus activities. Delta Epsilon International Fraternity also released a statement saying it has placed the MU chapter on emergency suspension and that it will work with the university to investigate. The Missouri Department of Conservation has a new director. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
Sarah Parker Pauley is moving to conservation from the Department of Natural Resources, where she served as director since 2010. The two agencies have similar missions, but conservation is overseen by a commission, while the DNR is part of the governor's cabinet. Pauley previously served as DNR's deputy director, and before joining the agency, worked as a project manager for the communications firm DJ Case. She was chosen by the state's Conservation Commission to replace former director Robert Zimmer, who resigned in July to take a corporate position at Bass Pro Shops. Pauley's first day on the job is to be November 1st. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin. St. Louis Public Radio.
A federal judge has rejected an atheist inmate's claim that the Missouri Department of Corrections violated his religious rights when it failed to list atheists as his religious preference. Dan Margulies of KCUR in Kansas City has more.
Randall Jackson, who was imprisoned as a persistent DWI offender, claimed the department violated his First Amendment rights, but Judge Fernando Gaitan said the case was moot because Jackson no longer is in prison. Gaitan, however, did say Jackson could sue for damages because the department conditioned his early release on participation in an AA-like program which requires belief in a higher power.
There's still going to be a trial of some sort as to whether or not the rehabilitation programs violated his First Amendment rights.
That's Jackson's attorney, Christopher Hoffman of St. Louis. Hoffman says he plans to sue on behalf of other inmates who don't believe in God. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Dan Margulies.
A Missouri teenager is suing after a police officer used a stun gun on him during a traffic stop, causing him to suffer a heart attack. Bryce Masters sued the City of Independence and Taser International on Monday in federal court in Kansas City. Masters, a police officer's son, nearly died in September 2014 when the officer shot him in the chest with a taser. The lawsuit says he suffered a brain injury that continues to affect his memory and cognitive abilities. The officer, Timothy Runnels, is serving 4 years in federal prison for violating Masters' civil rights. Runnels has apologized and said he never meant to harm Masters. I'm Claire Banderas, KBIA News, Columbia.